everyone is a star child, made of stardust and the infinite potential of the universe. This extraordinary, fearless something in each of us clamors for freedom from the bonds of fear, conformity, and an ordinary life. Welcome to Dr. Durr's Living in the Sweet Spot, where practical tools and solutions from the intersection of mind-body medicine, science, and spiritual well-being awaken and empower you to live out your infinite potential, to live life in the sweet spot. If you are a woman who's of a certain age, over 40, certainly closer to 50 or older, you have more than likely experienced hot flashes. And we kind of, many of us understand, you know, what that signals. But what about things like dry skin, hair loss, problems sleeping, and yes, vaginal dryness? And I did say the V word, vaginal dryness. So, but many of us don't really understand what those symptoms signify, what they signal, what they mean, what's happening to us. And then there's even some of those other things like your heart's beating faster or palpitations and the sweating that goes along with that, the anxiety, and sometimes even panic. So today we are actually going to talk about tech-savvy menopause managing symptoms with modern tools. And in this episode, we're going to explore innovative ways technology is revolutionizing the management of perimenopause and menopause, and how we can use an app that highlights the benefits of using this integrative technology with menopause care. And we're going to offer practical advice and resources to help women navigate this transformative life stage with confidence and ease. So joining me today to have this conversation is Amita Sharma. Welcome, Amita.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm actually honored to be on your show.
Well, you know what? I'm really glad to have you here. Because, you know, what's interesting is when we get something on our minds and that signal goes out into the universe, and guess what happens? So somebody shows up. And I was thinking to myself, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry, you were going to say something.
No. I was going to say the same thing. You're like a soul sister I found, because I was signaling something, and then somewhere in the universe sent you to me and me to you. So we're talking the same language.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was thinking to myself, I need to talk to somebody that's coming on and we can have a conversation about, you know, what's happening in menopause, right? What it is, what to expect, and, you know, how do we deal with it? And then again, we were able to connect with each other through a different show, but then you bring a totally different aspect to it that, of course, I didn't know about, but I'm going, this is great. So just to give folks a little a bit about your background, Amita is the co-founder of NourishDoc, a global holistic wellness platform for women to manage their hormone transitions from PS to postmenopause. Inspired by her own perimenopausal journey and working in the high-tech world, she felt unsupported and a need to bring the taboo topic of perimenopause at the workplace for an open discussion. Amita has over 20 plus years of experience working in high-tech industries prior to NourishDoc, and she's on a mission to bring affordable, holistic wellness to every woman in the world who is going through a journey of PMS, peri, and postmenopause. So you've designed NourishDoc as an evidence-based and cultural-sensitive holistic wellness program for women's self and expert-guided care. And again, with menopause as a taboo globally, and over 1 billion women reaching menopause, wellness for women at this stage should be at the forefront.
Absolutely. You know, the data is actually in UK and US, the fastest growing working population is women in menopause, believe it or not, because we are working now as we get older and moms at work. That's a simple stat right out there.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. So as you mentioned, you know, even as a physician, I have to acknowledge there were some symptoms of menopause that I was aware of, but there are others that I was not. And again, I try to remind people I'm a psychiatrist. And so not being primary care or not being, you know, say in an OB-GYN, there were a number of them that I wasn't aware of, but I was experiencing. So I was going to say, you know, I know that you are a woman who is from India, which is a culture that is based in spirituality and a holistic approach to our existence. You know, Ayurvedic medicine has been around for thousands of years, but I also know that you came here wanting to be an architect. So tell me, what happened that you made that pivot from being an architect to this?
So I am a creative person, you know, and architecture is something that I thought that would propel me to being in the creative side. So all I want, then from architecture, I just started getting into the software and started an interior design business where I was selling designer furnishings. So that from that angle, I sold that business. I had nothing to do. I didn't have enough money to retire. And this is something that I started working in corporate world. And at the same time, when I started working in the corporate world, I did not realize that I was entering perimenopause. And I did not even know the word perimenopause at that time. But I started having all these symptoms of perimenopause, hot flashes, all that. So that's kind of what my journey has been. I started the architecture, went into interior design, selling interior furnishings online, sold that business, went into the corporate world. I wanted to do real estate, believe it or not. I never thought I'd be end up in front of you here. I wanted to be like the, you know, going to Italy and going to the fashion shows. You know, that's what I wanted to do.
Sounds like the life to me.
So, yeah, I'm a creative person, right? So here I was into creating all these websites, big websites, consumer-centric, and at the same time, I'm working with these international clients. I'm having hot flashes, so you can imagine, and I have no clue what is happening, what's wrong with me. I'm like a normal, healthy person overall. So that's, I was going into perimenopause. I had no clue what perimenopause is. So that was the journey slowly. It wasn't a switch, but slowly, when I started my journey, I said, hey, why don't I combine my experience? I'm sure millions of women other than me are experiencing the same thing into the technology that I've learned and start helping. So that's how this all started, from fashion to you.
Okay. But you know what? Here's the other thing too I was thinking about was there. I remember a while ago I was talking to this lady about menopause, and she said, you know what menopause means to me? I said, what? She said, taking a pause for men.
It's funny, but it's true, right?
So, I'm like, about that. I was like, that is hilarious.
It is.
And it is. So as you were talking about that, that made me remember that. But the other part too is again, I think that you had some of the symptoms that we're probably less familiar with, but they were quite frightening. Can you share some of those with us? Like, I think I remember you saying that you had panic attacks or thought you were having a heart attack or something.
No. Not, I had hot flashes. I would sit in and I would start like sweating, and my heart would start beating very kind of at fast pace. And I thought, oh my God, I might be having a heart attack. But I didn't realize that all these were perimenopausal symptoms, right? Then the fatigue was something like I could not get myself out of the bed in the morning. And I'm supposed to be at 9 o'clock, meaning I could barely get myself out. So the chronic fatigue, the sleep, the night sweats, the hot flashes, the heart going crazy, no clue. So you know, if you are not told this is part of perimenopause, you would think that you're going to have a heart attack or you're having some serious medical issues. And that's what I thought, that I'm going into some kind of a strange heart arrest or something, which was not true.
Yeah, and that I can see how that would be very frightening. For that to be going on and you're not sure what it is. And, you know, some of the other symptoms, you know, they include things like, and we mentioned there's the sleep problems, which we can be getting as a consequence of having the night sweats, but you're also getting a disruption, you know, in some of your hormones that can contribute to the sleep problem. There's also, you know, the change in our activity. So there can be a number of reasons why we're having the sleep problems, but then also you can get symptoms of weight gain and obesity, especially that around the middle. Me too. And I'm like, you know, I tell people I'm vain when it comes to my middle. Right. I do not want my gut arriving before the rest of me. So there's the weight gain and the weight around the middle. There's also you can get diabetes, you can get heart disease, you know, from these changes. Again, I mentioned, you know, hair loss and of course brain fog and the memory difficulties. So are some of the other symptoms. And I remember, you know, and you were talking about this before and you were saying, of course, there's 30 symptoms. I saw somebody say there was many as 100, but I'm going either way. I don't want to be experiencing all of that because I'm going to need a psychiatrist if I do.
You will need a psychiatrist, right? Yes.
Great. I'm going to need one if I have experienced all of that.
Yeah, you know, and I also had some strange on my skin. My skin will all fluff up. I look like a tomato in the morning. Not a tomato, actually, like a potato, actually. You know, like a brown potato. We have all kind of swollen eyes, swollen this. My hair would be like kind of sticky. For some reason, I didn't lose as much hair. And, you know, normal women say that, you know, they start losing hair. So hair is the only thing that's intact. But so many other symptoms were just going crazy at me. And, you know, you get, actually, you are alarmed and you don't know. You're so bewildered and perplexed because you don't know what to do. And that was my condition. I had no clue. And I got all kind of blood tests done. You know, I reached out to doctors, I reached out to a dietitian. They said, it's like, whatever, take a medication and then nothing's wrong with you. Nobody ever said the word, hey, you are going to reaching menopause when you are going to be 51, but this is happening before and you are in perimenopause. Nobody told me. And then I went around and I talked to like about 3,000, 4,000 holistic experts from all over the world. And I realized I was not alone. So many women shared their stories and they shared the same story. They had no clue. They were in perimenopause or the symptoms they were having were part of the perimenopause. And they thought that they've also lost their mind the way I thought that I have losing my mind or I'm losing my health or I'm losing, you know, strange things are happening to me. So I think the whole idea behind this is that women need to be educated about perimenopause, the perimenopause phase, the transition when you are going to reach menopause. You know, menopause is the destination. The steps reaching the menopause, we don't know about it. And that's really what the whole idea is, that we don't know the steps that are reaching to the big temple, the Buddha temple, or whatever temple we are going to, right? The steps reaching there, that are perimenopause, and those are hundreds of steps, about so many steps, and that can go over 10 years or maybe more.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned, you know, because we both have mentioned about the hair loss. And I had my son, I was like 41. And then, and I was wearing my hair natural and wearing it short anyway. But what I didn't, again, start noticing, I started noticing a little bit, was that my hair was breaking and coming out here in my hairline. But a few years ago, I looked up and I realized that my locks had broken three rows in. And I was like, I was like, oh, hell no. It's like, no. And then I was like, okay, Spirit, what are we doing? And interesting enough, what came back to me was selenium. And I said, Spirit said to me, selenium. And I was like, oh my God, that makes so much sense. Because as a psychiatrist, it's a couple things. One, as a psychiatrist, some of the medicines I prescribe cause hair loss. And so we tell patients to then take selenium and zinc. And then there was also, you know, just in terms of some medical education stuff I was reading, some research where it was talking about selenium is, while it's normal levels here in the US, it's actually can be low kind of globally. The soil can be really kind of deplete of selenium globally. And the article was about cancer, but it was just saying how, you know, you need to have certain nutrition when you have cancer. And so in talking about it being deplete, it was just saying how you needed to replace it. So I'm kind of going, so I'm connecting those two dots. I started taking selenium and guess what? My hair has grown back.
That's great. That's great.
Absolutely. So, so it's interesting again, when we are experiencing those things, you know, that there are solutions. We just need to know what it is, what's causing it, and what do we need to do? And so some of the other symptoms, you know, someone can, they can experience is obviously depression and anxiety. There could also be, you know, problems with our, with our bladder, right? You start to have, you know, more leakage, you know, and also, of course, I also mentioned then having the vaginal dryness. So, and of course, if you're not getting enough sleep, you know, you can be, you know, you can be so impaired in your sleep that it's equivalent to a DUI. And that's the thing that I also want to try to get people to understand, that not only does it impair your performance and your relationships and, you know, your mood, but it can be that detrimental that it's equal to a DUI. So sleep is...
That's scary. That is scary.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I tell you what, let's go ahead and take a break. And then when we come back, we're going to pick up and you know, talk about using technology to help us know what this is and help us deal with this. All right. Heaven abounds in you, enlightens, uplifts, inspires, and invites you to live a life that's engaged, joyous, and limitless, the sweet spot of life. Take this journey in oneness. We are and have all that God, the infinite creative source of the universe, is. You are infinite potentiality, and the kingdom of heaven is within you. Heaven abounds in you. I'm Dr. Valen A. Durr, and before the break, I was discussing with my guest, Amita Sharma, and so we were talking about tech-savvy menopause, managing symptoms with modern tools. So before the break, we were talking about, you know, our experiences with menopause and what are some of the symptoms of it. And so tell us how Nourish Doc, you know, why you decide to, you know, develop that app and how it can help us on this journey.
Yeah, so as I shared my experience, what I realized, I wanted a natural solution, if possible. I consulted with some functional medicine doctors or some naturopathic doctors, but the cost was exorbitant. So what I wanted to do was develop some kind of a self-care affordable solution for other women who don't know, like myself, what is happening with their body during these transition years. And then also some actionable insights as to what is it that they can do. That was the entire intention, because like I said, you know, I suffered for many, many years. I did not know what to do. I discovered the holistic lifestyle by myself, and I did a lot of research, talked to 3,000 plus holistic experts. Everybody doesn't have the time, you know, and don't know where to go. So I said, let me be the messiah, you know, for this particular problem that women are having, and introduce a holistic lifestyle and also an affordable solution that helps them or guides them through what is it they are having, and the solutions or some kind of a steps that they can do in terms of their lifestyle modifications as pertaining to their symptoms. So that really is the nutshell into what Nourish Talk is all about, is holistic wellness platform for hormonal transitions. We know that because of the hormones that are going through all these shifts, we are having all these symptoms, whether it's PMS or perimenopause or postmenopause. So we need to understand what is happening in our body and what is it that we can do to take care of ourselves. That's all Nourish Talk is all about, and affordable.
Yeah, because I think you said the price was exorbitant. So are we talking like thousands of dollars? I mean, in terms of seeing different specialists, medical specialists, is that what you're talking about?
Yes. I'm saying that, let's say if the insurance doesn't cover a naturopathic doctor or a functional medicine doctor, which normally doesn't in the United States, then the cost for any woman to see a functional medicine doctor, could be at least the first appointment is at least $1,000, and the tests are a few thousand. So it can run up to a few thousand dollars. Mm-hmm. How many women can spend up to $5,000 just to figure out they're having all these symptoms and what to do and all kind of testing? And in the end, you have to make more dietary and lifestyle modifications. So what I'm saying is that this guide, sort of think of it like a simple holistic guide for women to carry with them. And they can understand, first of all, what perimenopause is, what menopause is, what are the symptoms they should expect. And then based on the concern or the symptom that they're having, like a woman can have not necessarily one symptom, maybe four or five symptoms. For example, like me, I had hot flashes. I had night sweat. I had I couldn't sleep at night. Then because of the sleep, I couldn't concentrate, the productivity, and then fatigue. So all this was bundled into one. And so now, as an example, I can go into, like, if I'm having a sleep problem, I go into Nourish Talk app and say I have a sleep problem. It'll start telling me what to do in terms of dietary modifications, in terms of exercise, in terms of aromatherapy, hypnotherapy, all the holistic therapies that are evidence-based. It will help me guide towards what is it that I can do. So that really is the intention of self-care. First step is self-care for all women, and it should not be so expensive, right? That's really the idea. Why should self-care be expensive? You're taking care of yourself.
Yeah, of course, as you know, then what we're paying people for is their expertise and their knowledge, right? Yes. Although the other thing too that I don't think that the average layperson knows is how much it costs for us to go to medical school, and then how much we have to pay for malpractice insurance and the overhead expenses. So all of that is also
very expensive.
What we're paying for, like you said, it's very expensive. Mm-hmm. And it's, it can be, as you're pointing out, it can be a barrier to getting care because not everybody can afford that. Right. So you mentioned, and I think that's great that you said you can go in and put in the symptom you're having, and then it'll tell you what to do. Does it actually track symptoms?
Yeah, you can track symptoms, but the whole idea is if someone wants to talk to or consult with a naturopathic doctor or MD, we have we have a network of all the MDs around the country that you can consult with them. It's just what I'm trying to say, Vindarish Dog, is that you still have to embrace a holistic lifestyle, taking care of yourself, making all these lifestyle modifications. And for that, you just need to change your diet and movement. And yes, you can log the symptoms, absolutely. And once you log the symptoms for over a week or a month, then you can share that with your primary care physician or whoever you're seeking help from.
Okay, so it's one, helping you track the symptoms, two, telling you how to manage the symptoms, but three, then it also enables you to share that information with whomever your healthcare providers are.
Absolutely. Healthcare providers are part of the ecosystem. The idea is not to take them out. The idea is to include everyone and build a network. The only thing is that some things that are so simple, like the wellness part, that is all we are trying to do. We are not trying to go over MDs. We are just trying to say that taking care of yourself on a day-to-day basis, using wellness, using holistic therapies, using diet as an example, movement, relationships, social, all this, you can use that, and we be the guide and track your symptoms and share that with your primary physician and some of the naturopathic doctors and functional medicine doctors, and quite a few of them, they are going to be part of our network. In fact, every week, the way our system works is the app is just a guiding tool, and every week there will be an expert who will be coming and talking. And women have the ability to ask them questions, such as yourself. When we're talking about mental health, we bring someone like you, or we have initially, urinary issues or urogynecological, we bring a urinary person. So that's really the idea, is the combining the MDs or the expertise with the ease of simple app, which just guides you as to, this food, these foods are good for you, or this kind of an exercise is good for you, or a hypnotherapy session is good for you, or a mindfulness or a yoga. That's what we are trying to do. We're really complementing what the MDs don't have time for, so to speak. We're complementing that.
Yeah. And I think, again, just to emphasize something else that you said too about self-care is, how important that is, because I tell people, so I said, think of it like this. Yeah. Do you only put gas in your car one time?
That's right.
Then when it stops running in the middle of the expressway, go, I put gas in there one time. How come it's still not running, even though the needle is on E, right?
Yes. That's right. That's right.
Right. There are things that you have to do to maintain your car, right? You have to put gas in there. You have to change the oil. You need to put in some antifreeze. You need to change the filters. All that stuff is maintenance to make sure your car continues to run, right? Buy new tires, rotate the tires. So if we could just think about the kind of basic, simple truth when it comes to us, right? We need to keep putting fuel in the tank, and then we need to rotate our tires. We need to move. We need to give our bodies those things that it needs. And don't be surprised when it malfunctions or it goes, you know what? You won't take care of you. So I'm done. I quit.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We need to put fuel in our body, but depends on what kind of fuel we are putting in our bodies, right? And that's exactly what Narish Dog is.
So here's the thing I say about that. When you say, what kind of fuel are you putting in the body? You can't take a jet plane and pull up to the gas station and then expect to fly. It's the wrong kind of fuel, right? Put some 87 octane in a jet and then expect it to fly.
You got it, sister. You got it. That's exactly what we're trying to say. Hey, take care, put the right diet, put the nutrition in your body, right? That move yourself. Don't complain that, oh my God, I put on weight. Just do that. And then all these herbs and supplements, all we are saying is don't ingest yourself. Seek the help of some kind of an expert, who knows about what kind of herbs and supplements are. Like you were talking about selenium, right, for hair. So that's exactly what we're saying. But we're just trying to guide on a higher level what can be good for them.
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing about the body is it tends to use a substance for multiple uses. So, for instance, selenium is used in over 1,000 processes, functions in the body. And so, again, we shouldn't be surprised if we're not getting enough of it that we pee stuff out. Magnesium is another one of those that's really important to sleep and to mood, but also to to our nervous system and how it sends signals. And so, but it, like a number of things, if you're drinking coffee or a lot of caffeine, it means you're going to pee it out because the caffeine is a diuretic. So those levels are dropping. And then we shouldn't be surprised when things malfunction. So in terms of the app, so what are the different levels of service that the app offers?
Yeah. So the first level is self-service, priced at less than $10. We are always combining the human touch with the technology. So almost once a month or twice a month, even with the less than $10 a month, you are going to have some kind of an expert who would come live, and you have the ability to ask questions. For example, for mental health, we can get a counselor. For urogynecology issues, we might get a urologist or a gynecologist. So you will still have that ability. So the first tier is less than $10, self-care. The second tier is if someone needs more help, then you can have like a concierge service. For example, you have a MD or a naturopathic doctor, a dietitian, a yoga therapist, or a hypnotherapist, or a mental health counselor. So you could have some kind of a one-on-one consultation or one-on-one guidance as to what your holistic plan could be. And then the third could be if someone needs an HRT, we have HRT experts. And that could be, BHRT or any other HRT. So these are the three different types of services that we are coming out with.
And so when you say HRT, of course, you mean hormonal replacement therapy.
Yes, 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 absolutely. Because, like I said, you cannot do this without the help of the experts. So some women might need HRT or BHRT. I am not an expert on that, but I bring in the experts who understand that. So that would be the third tier because, it is very involved.
I think it's also great that you're actually intentional about the fact that you wanted this to be accessible to women at all income levels. So can you actually women of color. So can you talk some more about that?
Yeah, it's very, very important because we women of color experience menopause differently than white women, as an example. Women from different ethnic groups. So I'll just give you an example. So let's say an average age for women to reach menopause is 51, 52, which most of the white women do. But if you look at the Latino and African-American women, they get menopause about 3 or 4 years earlier, like in the late 40s. Typically, I'm talking about averages. Everyone could be different.
Yeah.
Indian women, if you look at Indian women, they get it 5 or 6 years earlier. Like in the mid 40s, 46, 47, and that's not good. And some of the Muslim women too. So now it could be attributed to their lifestyle, the culture. I'm not a researcher, and enough research has not been done why it is happening. But the age of the menopause, as opposed to the ethnicity that I described, and also the symptoms are also very different. Mm-hmm. So for example, African-American and Latino women get more aggressive symptoms, believe it or not, like hot flashes are more aggravated. A weight gain is more aggravated, So these are higher symptoms as opposed to in Japanese women, they don't get hot flashes as much as Latino and African-American women from there, they get that. Indian women have more muscle pain. I think they don't move. They're sitting on their butt. I don't know what's happening. But the pain is more... exasperated, as an example, or fatigue, you know, they're more obese because it's all lifestyle. You know, we keep sitting most of the time. So it's very, it's not just menopause is all only hot flashes or menopause is same for all women. It is so intricate and so kind of layers of peeling the onion layers as per, you know, ethnicity, as per each and every woman is unique, as per each and every woman's lifestyle. So many things are taken into account. And that's why this nourish shock starts on a base level, but then we are trying to say you are unique. So you need to have your own personalized plan, whether it's a holistic plan or it's an HRT base, whatever.
Yeah. So how does Nourish Doc provide culturally sensitive information to women that are from different ethnic and socioeconomic backgrounds?
Yeah. So, for example, we're partnering with some nonprofits, right, that are catering to some of the groups that we talked about. So we are going to, when we have these, we need group of women. So over there, then we are going to be talking about what pertains to that group as an example, right? So, for example, we are working with some nonprofits who are mainly talking with Latino. So we will be talking about what the Latino group of women may face and what is it they can do and what are the risks involved with the Latino population and the dietary modification they can do according to their cuisine. Now, certainly they're not going to start eating something else. If I tell a Latina woman to give up the burritos and tacos and switch to a completely vegetarian diet or Indian diet, that's not going to happen. So the idea is to really, right? It's not going to happen.
It's a very different palate, right?
Yeah.
Not only the dishes, but the palate is different, and culturally there are differences, and the cultural meanings and significance of it is also different. So yeah, you're absolutely right. They're not necessarily going to switch to a different cultural approach.
You cannot. So the idea is whoever's culture is, let's say a Latina woman culture, we have to guide them as to within their cuisine or within their whatever, how can they make it healthier or make it into a way that's good for them. We cannot tell them to switch to completely different diet, and same thing goes with other culture. So that's the culture sensitivity.
Oh, you're trying to tell me that you're not going to ask a Black woman to give up her ham hocks?
I think the meat is an exception.
although you know, you potentially could, because you know, if you get some smoked turkey instead, there are some other that you can probably get us to switch to. So
it's hard. You know, the funny thing is, I have met so many American women, and when I talk to them, like we're talking, they say, "Oh, I'm vegan." I'm like, "Really? I'm impressed." So many women are turning into vegetarian and vegan. I said, "I cannot turn into vegan. I'm grown up with this vegetarian, but I have a very hard time turning into vegan."
I am not turning into vegan, because while I don't eat it often, every now and then I want some bacon.
You grew up with that, and you can't just let that go from your. It's not going to sustain. So that's the cultural part. The cuisine is a big cultural part, and also the symptoms we talked about is a big cultural part. You know, how they are going to experience. Maybe some women are going to be more, for heart disease. Like, for example, Latino and Black women, they have the higher risk of heart disease, as an example. So they need to take care of it, maybe incorporate Mediterranean diet or some of the other exercises they need to start doing it. So things like that. So that's the really idea of the culturally sensitivity between this whole journey that we are trying to create, and all the experts also we bring. Like, we will bring maybe, you know, for Latina women, there should be at least one representation from the Latino community, because who can understand their dietary habits, as an example. I'm not saying we bring all from one culture, but at least one of them. So those are the examples that we are trying to do so that women understand that it's they are unique. Each one of the person is unique.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and in all seriousness, and although I wasn't joking about my bacon, the truth of the matter is, you know, yeah. On a daily basis, I eat turkey sausage. And then like, I had some salmon last night. So I do eat healthy alternatives. And I think, to be honest with you, I think it's really important not to only to really acknowledge the level of stress that we experience, because I don't think we often do. I think that many times that, you know, we as human beings just try to do the best that we can. And so if a piece of us is kind of dangling off or falling off, we just take it and throw it back on there and try to keep it moving. But the thing of it is I think we need to really kind of stop and say, what is this? Where is this coming from? What shifts and changes can I make in order to deal with my stress and even what I may be unconsciously doing to myself that's in causing me to feel bad or to reach for food or whatever other negative habits that I'm doing that in the immediate help me feel better, right? Like I tell people, also I love chocolate and, you know, I've gotten a little bit better, but I'm right now kind of still almost have it most days. Because if not, like I said, I'll be like a heroin addict flip-flopping around on the floor without my chocolate.
We all have our indulgence, right? That we need to indulge. We cannot just let that go. Otherwise, life becomes very boring. But on the other hand, there are a lot of changes and modifications that all of us can make.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I tell you what, we're going to take a break. And then when we come back, then we're going to talk about how Nourish Doc, you know, supports mental health and emotional well-being.
Yes.
Heaven Abounds in You takes you on an inward journey of discovery that dramatically transforms your outward experience of life. Discover the power of belief. Utilize it in connection with science to create a vision of meaning and purpose that pulls you forward. Let go of the meager me to discover the magnificent me. Let go of your painful past and live life free from fear, worry, and stagnation. Experience an abundant universe as you powerfully create happiness, relationships, health, and limitless opportunities. When you heal your mind, all things are possible. Hey there, Dr. Balan A. Durr here with my special guest, Amita Sharma, and we are talking about tech-savvy menopause, managing symptoms with modern tools. So before the break, Amita and I, we were having a really good time talking about those dietary changes that can be beneficial, but in the context, with the cultural context, especially, you know, when you're talking about, you know, women of color or other cultures other than the American culture. And then we were going to get into how the app, you know, supports mental health and emotional well-being.
Yeah. So 50% of us women go through anxiety or some kind of a mental health issue during this phase. The numbers are alarming, right? And, you know, I'm not surprised in a sense because look at all the stress that we are putting in our bodies and minds nowadays. We're all working. We have to balance so many different things. But this mental health now, the problem is if we do not take care of the stress, our gut health also can go for a toss. We know that the gut and the mental health connected. You know, your MD, I don't have to explain. You can explain it better. It's all connected.
Well, here's the thing. To your point, it's all connected. You know, I try to, you know, what I say even to myself, is I'm in the universe and the universe is in me. Mm-hmm. How is that true scientifically? The atoms in our body comes from exploding stars. The calcium in our bones comes from exploding stars. The iron in our blood comes from exploding stars. So we are children of the universe made of stardust. So there is no separation. There is no disconnect except mm-hmm. in the thoughts in our minds that perceive mm-hmm. that we're separate and disconnected. So, you know, we're also, again, there's 60 trillion cells that the body is composed of, all mm-hmm. listening in to each other, talking and chatting, going, how can I help you, you know, do what it is you need to do? Or based upon what you gave me, you fed the good bacteria. So I'm going to release the things from that help your brain. But if you give me them other bacteria, well, we'll get that instead, right? So yeah, it's all connected because it's all together, listening and working together.
Absolutely. So the emotional, so the mental health, there's so many, it's so convoluted if you think about it. Let's say our hormone transition is going on and a woman has a low libido or vaginal dryness, which we didn't talk about. Because of that, her relationship is not going the way it should go, anxiety and mental health issue, right? So it's really, you need counseling. The app can tell you the yoga poses to do, the breathing techniques to do, the food that you can eat. But at the end of the day, we need someone like you, a counselor or counseling, to get into the head of a woman as to what is it that's happening. It's not anxiety, is always the reason for something else, deeper. And the deeper could be a conflict of relationship or something else. So that's why the app, the way the app is designed, is that app will tell you if someone is having stress or anxiety to do all these things that I talked about, whether yoga, breathing techniques, hypnotherapy, eating the right foods. But in addition to that, we will have a counselor once a month to have a counseling session. Well, the cheaper, the affordable part is the group session. But as mm-hmm. you progress further, then you're going to have one-on-one session. So the idea.
So you all actually do group therapy is available.
Yes.
So group therapy is absolutely. Available. Individual therapy is available.
Yes.
And then what if somebody one actually wanted to see a nutritionist?
Yes. All these things are available.
But okay, and the psychiatrist. And a psychiatrist?
Yes. Okay. Absolutely. The only thing is the affordable portion does not have any one-on-one. It is all group. The idea is that we are all one, you know, group, and everybody learns in the group. The expert comes in, like yourself, and there are a group of women, and you talk about whatever, and they can ask you questions. So it's a group therapy. So the mental health part, is like I said, it's also your gut health. So the app will tell you what to eat to take care of your gut. For example, prebiotics, probiotics, right? Fermented foods, things like that. Nuts and seeds or whatever, or teach you how to do the breathing sessions. In addition, you need to really have all these group therapy to help, really help you come out of it. So that's kind of how the idea is for this app. So app is a tool, but in addition, we have experts like you.
Okay, great. That's great. And I also just wanted to mention this too. You mentioned hypnotherapy, and I don't think that many people are as familiar with hypnotherapy. But, you know, one, with hypnotherapy, they cannot make you do things that you don't want to do. So that's the thing about, one of the things about hypnotherapy, people are going, are they going to be in mind control and that kind of thing. So one, they can't make you do things you don't want to do, but two, it can be very helpful. So like, for instance, I've actually used hypnotherapy to help with overeating, and it actually works really well. And again, if you are open to the suggestions, if you're willing to accept the suggestions, like I can tell sometimes some of the suggestions that she makes, so that I'm not so interested in, you know, as she calls them, bad choices. And I'm like, no. So when she talks about it, I'm like, no. So you have to be, open and receptive, but it can be a very helpful modality to use. So, you know, one of the things too, I wonder about is, you know, in this modern day world, you know, people can have, you know, concerns about the collection of their data and, you know, how well it's protected. And even what are the options for, you know, for feedback?
Yeah, you know, I mean, what we can say is women don't have to say their real name. Like we will always protect that. And the username will only show as an example. I don't want to say, okay, what my real name is, but have some kind of a screen name, so to speak. So that would show so that you can protect your privacy. You don't want all your symptoms to be broadcasted to rest of the women, as an example. I personally have now started vocalizing it. So you could do that. And then also you could, whatever you're logging your symptoms are to you and nobody else, it won't be shared to anyone else. If you only choose to share with someone else, then only it would be shared, as an example. So the only thing that you're really doing on the app is putting down your age group, your name, but you can use your screen name as an example, and then you're logging your symptoms, and these logging your symptoms is really for yourself to help you see what is happening with your body. And if you choose to share it with your primary care physician, they have all kind of privacy laws, we know that, and they're not going to share with anyone. So that's, we're following the simple guidelines.
So what about, you know, as we were speaking earlier, I know the other thing I thought about was we're such an individualized society here in the U.S., which I think is another massive contributor actually to the stress and the struggle that we experience. I was talking to a friend of mine just last night about this, that he was saying he thought that we were like the last generation that really came up with community and the village, you know, where, you know, if you're a kid down the street and one of the neighbors sees you and says something to you about your behavior, then calls up your parents and tell them what they saw, you know, and I know that no one knows how to do everything well. So that's the benefit of community, even when it comes to parenting. So my thought is about, does the app help build community for the participants? Because it's such a huge benefit to be in a like-minded community that can give you support.
Yes, that is a big feature. I did not say that earlier. So you have the ability to interact with each other, your other sisters who are probably having the same kind of symptoms or same kind of concerns. So we have a sort of like a different groups or a community. But as the app progresses further, we are going to be adding more features. But for now, you can you can be part of the groups. So different type of groups, that's how we have it. Or you can form your own groups based on your symptom or concern or whatever you are, based on the ethnic groups as well. So yes, the community is a big part. When I said group therapy, that is also a community, right? All the group therapy that we are going to be offering. Yeah. That is part, that the whole idea of group therapy literally came about rather than being individual. Well, one is the cost I talked earlier, but the second thing was of being part of the community. Once you were taking group therapy, you are all having the same issue. That's why you're in that counseling or whatever, right?
Yeah, but you know, some folks are resistant, you know, to therapy. Yes. And so that's why I asked about if there are other options to build community outside of therapy.
Yes, there are. And if they don't want to have the group therapy, nobody's forcing them, they can take the one-on-one. We just wanted to include the group therapy because I thought, I can't imagine scrolling through the app and not getting any support is what the whole idea was, that, right? Because we have tons of apps, we keep scrolling, we have no support. And we wanted to give the support right from the beginning. And that really was the idea, to make it accessible, affordable, and give support from a professional. even if it's once a month, that's okay. It doesn't have to be a, right?
So. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, this has been really fantastic. Thank you so much for having this conversation with me. It's a wealth of information. And I certainly think it was going to be extremely helpful to many people. So how can people find Nourish Doc, connect with you if they should desire?
Yeah, so right now the best way is to go to our website, www.nourishdoc.com. Mm-hmm. If they need to connect with me personally, hello@nourishdoc.com. But we are on all social channels, so it's very easy to connect with us. The app comes out in August. I think August starts tomorrow. So,
yeah. Yes.
So that's how close we are. We're just literally doing the final QA. And so hopefully it will be very helpful to all the women. That really is the intention behind the app.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the impact that it makes. Like I said, I'm really excited about it, actually.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. I am your host, Dr. Balan A. Durr, awakening and empowering you to live out your infinite potential, to live life in a sweet spot. I'll see you next week. Thank you for joining us today in the sweet spot. Share, follow, and like us on social media. To learn more, please visit BalanADurrMD.com, spelled BalanADurrMD.com. Join us next week, and remember, when you heal your mind, all things are possible.